This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Having some fun here on a terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Baby.
We go live to Logan, Utah.
Baby. When you hear that word on You Better You Bet, it can really only mean one thing. It's now time for the absolutely insane, but the very energetic, the very informative, and winning pro sports better, Joseph Knish, to join the show. He is on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. It's Joey Knish. Knish, what's going on? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, terrific Tuesday. Becky, well, how you doing, baby?
Oh, man, you know it's 420 on a Tuesday, baby. When the big man's on with the two best in the industry, nice fall day in the Hollywood of the Midwest, Detroit City. Just no place I'd rather be.
Best line ever.
Chopping it up with you, Mug.
Oh, my God. Hollywood of the Midwest. Unbelievable. I feel like every week we get a new quotable. Kanisha, I actually want to start with, we have the list of games you want to go over. There's, once again, littered with some interesting choices for college football. That it's like, oh, man, you like that side? That's interesting. Like, I haven't even thought about that game. I'm not even sure people have heard of the teams. I want to ask you about a tweet that you had. And it's like, oh, it must be something controversial. Not really. You talked about the Heisman on Twitter a couple days ago. Nick and I talked about the same concept on the show yesterday. Basically, like, can Oklahoma quarterback Caleb Williams win the Heisman? I've gotten like a ton of questions about it. I'm guessing kind of you have too. And I know it sounded like you had a pretty strong opinion on, you know, yes or no. Can he win the Heisman? And is it a valuable bet? So just kind of walk us through your thought process there.
You know, I would say all of the history, all of the trends, all of the, you know, if you go back through the annals of the Heisman winners, says no.
But I mean, what are you, Norm MacDonald on Celebrity Jeopardy? man. Annals.
Turd Ferguson here.
Go on. Please, go on, turd.
Listen, all of the history, before I was interrupted, all of the history says no. However, things don't happen. Ground isn't broken until you hit the shovel to the dirt. And I would say this year, where there's not an outstanding candidate, where you've got a whole realm of guys still, you know, maybe 8-10 guys that are still in the mix. No one's really taken it to, you know, and here's what happened. You had the narrative. That's what you want in a Heisman. He comes in against Texas. Saves the season. Next game, absolutely electric. You've got Chris Balica on there talking to, you know, Kirk and about what about him for the Heisman? Listen, I'm not saying it's a lock or anything. I'm saying that, you know, last week when he was 80, 100 to 1, 50 to 1, worth a little bit of change. I mean, you've seen now he's all the way down. Yeah, listen, would I bet him at 10 to 1, 50 to 1? No. But he's got to crush it. You've got to hope for a little bit of luck. With Corral could miss this week. Young, you know, he needs a little bit of a – he needs some things to happen, but I'm not saying it's impossible. Normally, I would say anybody that misses 3-4 games, no stat, impossible. I would say he's got a shot. I'm not going to completely run him out. He's got to smoke it, got to have some things to happen, but I'm not saying it cannot happen.
We love our guy Chris Felica from College Game Day here on you, Chris Falica.
I don't know where to begin with that answer.
What is wrong with man? It's in the annals of answers given on You Better You Bet. That's one of the weirdest. All right, okay, all right. Let's get to the bets. Kiddush, you did a great job yesterday identifying Army as a bet against Wisconsin. They covered the spread. Go America. Now Army hosting Wake Forest, with Wake Forest a 3-point favorite right now at Bet Rivers. What do you like here? Demon Deacons visiting Army.
Listen, last week, it all set up for us. Low total, military school. And what happened? What we said would happen. Even with the fumbled six late, they were still covering the number that we got. Yay, two touchdowns. It was beautiful. All set up. Never a real sweat. They even covered all the numbers. You know, the Army, you know, throwing a little bit of air raid late there. But this week, you know, we had our American flags on. We had, you know, we were saluting. We were all wrapped up. We got to put those away for a week because it's Wake Forest time, baby. Army, last week was the type of game that you wanted them in. Low total, not a great passing offense they're facing. Big slog, punts everywhere. Old school, you know, Big Ten military football. This week, totally different. They're not going to stop Wake remotely. Wake's out of bye week. A little bit of extra time to prepare for the option. Does Wake have a great grunge defense? No, but Army, this isn't your – you know, dynamic triple option you've seen from even years past with Army when they were a little bit better on offense. It's not a finely tuned, you know, Army. What did they do? They kind of slow it down and they stop the run. This is not that game. I think Wake lights them up here. And what happens if you're a military school, you get down a few scores, the whole game plan goes out the window. So if Wake gets up on them 2-3 scores, then you've got to go into, you know, some kid that can't throw the ball 20 yards trying to pass it all around. Not going to happen. Wake in a route this week. I like -3. I like it a lot.
Okay, so Wake -3 against Army with a lot of analysis there. -3 at Bet Rivers as well. Kiddush, in the Big 12, Oklahoma State upset Texas last week, beat them, won the game outright. I had Texas at a really small number, and that was really upsetting to me. Maybe you were on the other side. So Oklahoma State comes off that game.
I was with you, Locke.
I was just, was I mean, like three, really, man? Sure. Like three? Like, okay, anyway, it doesn't matter. So Oklahoma State comes off that game, and now they go to Ames, and it's mercifully, this is the last year we get to use this. It's Brocktober. They covered against Kansas State last week. Now Iowa State's a touchdown favorite against the aforementioned Oklahoma State Cowboys. What do you like, Iowa State -7 versus Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I mean, Gundy keeps dodging these spots where you're like, okay, this team, they don't have a lot of great metrics. They're kind of a fraud. I saw last week of the teams that won the game, they had the lowest, like, post-game win expectancy percentage, like 24% or something, post-game win expectancy percentage last week. But they've been dodging these bullets week after week. You think it's the fade effect. I'm not passing up. Listen, we got burnt last week with the Longhorns. I was on that as well. But what do you do? You go back to the well. I think this Iowa State has finally – they were struggling a little bit early season to find their offense. You know, the defense we knew was going to be great. They were struggling a little bit to put – now the last few weeks they've started putting together. I mean, they ran up a 60 spot on Kansas. They've started to score the ball. They're going to be able to shut down Oklahoma State, and I think the offense does enough. It's not one where you'd want to be – you got to be picky with the number. I know there's some 6.5 in the market. Some places are 7. Get it under 7. I think this is the week, finally the week, where the Oklahoma State Cowboys finally get exposed. I think it's been coming for 2, 3, 4 weeks. They've been dodging the bullets. This one finally gets them. Run of tough games is going to catch up in Iowa State. I think they go down. I think Iowa State covers this number rather comfortably. I'm fine with it. If you can get it under a touchdown, I like it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You better, you bet, BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, terrific Tuesday, getting college and NFL picks from the weekend from the insane but profitable Joey Knish on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. Knish, I feel like narrative street running wild in this game between Purdue and Wisconsin here. Purdue plus 2.5 against Whiskey here. What do you like here? Purdue coming off the win against Iowa, against Wisconsin.
Yeah, we faded Whiskey last. I don't know what Wisconsin has done to justify being a road favorite. Yeah, I was the problem. This opened up at Circa. I saw 5. There was, 4, 3.5 singing out there early in the week this week. Yesterday and today, it keeps coming down. I think this closes around pick, to be honest with you. I don't know what was going on. I know they've, been able to stop the run. Their defense, the offense is horrific. And what did Purdue do last week? They played a very similar style, almost a mirror image of Wisconsin and a little bit in Iowa last week. And what happened? They ran it up on Iowa's offense, couldn't do nothing. Wisconsin's offense couldn't do nothing. And Purdue, they're rolling like 3 quarterbacks out there sometimes. I got guys for every different kind of quarterback you want. They got the runner, they got the best. Bottom line is, I do not see Wisconsin Lane. I think this kid, to me, I had it around a pick. I don't like Wisconsin Lane, any type of points here on the road. What have they done to justify, covering more than a field goal on the road versus anybody was supposed? Versus anybody. The offense cannot move the football. They couldn't do it against Army. I don't see them having much success for Purdue. The backdoor is open all day against Wisconsin. They even get a lead, it doesn't matter. Backdoor is open for like 3 quarters if they get a lead because this team can't move the football at all. Give me the Boilers. I am out on Wisconsin this year all the way. Totally out. I think Boilers outright again.
Wow. Purdue, the new world beater, going to beat Iowa, who is number 2 in the rankings, and then going to take down Wisconsin.
David Bell. They can't stop them.
They always bang the drum. Don't they do the drum? What's the bell? Do they do the bell too?
Well, they just have a guy named Bell. I'm trying to come up with
the annals of history would tell us it's probably a drum. And they have a receiver whose name is Bell, who had like 500 yards last week against Iowa. Condition Mountain West. I know like very little about the Mountain West the entire season. And every week you come on and it's like Logan, Utah and Boise State and all these different teams. I see Nevada at Fresno. Maybe it's Nevada. I don't know anything about the conference. Nevada at Fresno. Nevada's plus 3.5 at Bet Rivers. What do you like in this game?
Let me tell you something. I'm never going to be in Logan, Utah, but if I'm ever in Logan, Utah, and I get some fast food or something, I'm throwing it right on the ground. I'm not going to the trash can. I'm not going to the recycling. I'm going to whatever some stupid field they have there and spiking my drink on the ground and kicking it and saying, you people clean it up because you cost me so much freaking money this year with this team that at 800 yards scores like 3 points with 15 turnovers. But we're not going to Logan, Utah anymore. We're done. We're never going to be there. I wasn't going to be there in the first place, but we're never going to be there now. Utah State, forget them. this is Fresno, Nevada, baby. And I said, I love this Fresno team. They won me a lot of money on a conference future a few years ago. But I think this is Nevada's year. Fresno has a Hainer's been, you know, been knocked around a little bit. The defense has shown some creaks. I know they had a nice performance last week on the road against Wyoming. I just think Nevada this year, this game is the better team right now, and I'm taking them as a dog. I know some pick service was on it at 4, 4.5. I'm still okay with this at 3. I think Nevada's live here. As much as I love my boys from Fresno that have been good to me over the years, I think this is the Nevada game where they take them. They're going to take that division. Give me Nevada. Give me the Wolfpack +3. And thank God we're not betting Utah State.
Can you give us, before we move on to the NFL, can you give us like a wolf howl since you're betting on the Wolfpack this week?
Oh, we're going a little bit of Wolfpack, baby. Outright Mountain West champs. You heard it here first. And even if you didn't, you know it now.
Sounded more like an owl being strangled or something, but we can move on to the National Football League. Kanish, what do you have for us Sunday Night Football? Niners laying 3.5 against the Colts.
My Niners capping this year has been all about who's playing quarterback. I know people love the Trey Lance romantic. He can run. The bottom line is, I think Jimmy G is a significantly better player than the court. Trey Lance wasn't ready to play quarterback in the NFL. Like, I don't think you can say, seeing him play so far, seeing him in the preseason, seeing what, you know, he barely played at FCS level in college. He only had about 15 games. He just doesn't look like a guy who's had enough time. And maybe he goes through the Josh Allen progression, and in a few years, he's crushing the league. He wasn't ready yet. Jimmy G's back. I feel confident that he's early in the week on the practice field, so I think it's all good. He'll be able to play. The 49ers, if there was a team that needed a bye week, it was the Niners. They had a lot of injuries. I think they'll be getting a few guys back. I think we're getting a bit of a discount here from the Niners being injured, getting blown out, having the Trey Lance games where they didn't look good. They get a few guys back. They get the quarterback back. I think he's a rather significant upgrade still from Trey Lance, his Garoppolo, to be able to operate this system. Give me the 9. I'm still not a believer in the call. I know, Locke, you had some great I'll give you a little dap here because I was give you – you had some great preseason stuff on the Colts being a team that could really disappoint, regular season win under a team that could, you know, compete for a worse record. They've had a little bit of a resurgence. I don't buy it. I still don't think they're a great defense by any means. I still don't like Carson Wentz. Give me the 9. You know, if this game was a week one, it would be a touchdown favorite or something. Give me the Niners here, who are much better prepared, much healthier, and get their starting quarterback back 3.5. I like it.
I appreciate the credit. Does that mean you're going to stop talking to me about Graham Mertz every single time you come on? Are we done with that, or is that?
We talked about a Wisconsin game, and I did not include
true.
A Graham
a
Mertz
point.
Fight in it this week. So I'm a positive Kanish hashtag. I'm becoming a better man.
Mending fences. Loved it. Love everything about it. We only have about a minute left, Kanish. Just want to ask you real quick, on your betting card for this week, I noticed Lions +15 at the Rams, the Jared Goff revenge game, was not one of the bets that you gave to us to talk about. Your thoughts on Detroit +15, the Jared Goff revenge game. Any bets for you there? We got about a minute.
Well, it's a double revenge game. Well, I mean, this is one. How can you miss it, babe? The Stafford Goff, I mean, Dan Campbell called him out in the press conference last week of like, he's just been so horrific the last few weeks. Like, the defense is actually playing better. The offensive line is a decent unit. He's been awful. I feel like this is one where like I don't want to. I know we faded the Lions last week, was an easy cash. I'm not doing it. It's a ton of points. I'd normally, if this was like, if they're playing a red, I might be a little bit buy low on the Lions here. I can't do it with the Stafford connection and the way the Rams love to run it up. McVay's like old school Urban Meyer. He loves to run up the score. I don't want any part of the Lions this week. My only thing is, if you have a survivor pool, throw the Rams in there if you haven't used them yet, because they ain't winning. Lions ain't winning this week, baby.
Kanish, appreciate it, brother. Always love having you on. You better, you bet. This was the best line, was the oh yeah, like when Ken mentioned the Mountain West. You were like, oh yeah, that was really, really good. On Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. Good luck this weekend, brother. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better, You Bet.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week. Have a good one.
That's our pal Joey Kanish. I almost would be like, where would you rather watch this game? The Hollywood of the Midwest, or where the game's actually going to be played in Hollywood, California?
There were a lot of Kanish quotables in that interview, more than usual. Usually get like one. I feel like we had like five during that interview. There was a lot going on.
Well, like the anals was a good one, because that's like straight out of Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL. But
yeah.
The oh yeah was the one that like killed me. The Mountain West.
Army, we're putting away our America pins. And I just go, oh no, like just don't say anything like, that's in your head right now, please.
Yes, please. Okay. Coming up next, how about our pals Bet Rivers and Play Sugar House expanding into the state of Connecticut? Matias Stez, the COO of Play Sugar House, joins me and Ken next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.